Hello and good morning. This is Market Minutes and I'm your host Nishita. It's Tuesday, January 28, and here's everything you need to know before the markets open. Indian equity benchmarks, Sensex and Nifty 50 are likely to open higher, tracking the Asian markets and the GIFT Nifty, which was up 0.5%. In the previous session, Indian markets slid sharply, weighed down by a mix of factors. Weak cues from US and European markets, the upcoming monthly F&O expiry, persistent FII outflows, and muted Q3 corporate earnings have all contributed to a cautious sentiment among investors. The Sensex fell 824 points or 1% to close at 75,366, while the Nifty dropped 275 points or 1.2%, ending at 22,817, a level last seen in June 2024. This marked a 7-month low for the index. Small cap stocks were hit the hardest, plunging almost 4%, while mid caps lost nearly 3%, marking their worst session in 2 weeks. All 13 sectoral indices ended in the red, with heavy losses in Nifty Energy, Nifty IT, Metal, Media, Oil and Gas, and Pharma, which declined between 2% and 5%. AU Small Finance Bank dropped over 5% after cutting its FY25 loan growth forecast. JSW Steel slipped 2%, missing quarterly profit estimates due to lower prices and cooling demand. This also dragged the broader metal index down by 3%. Lauris Labs, with significant exposure to US AIDS relief funding, sank over 11% after concerns rose about the US pausing foreign aid, which could impact AIDS drug makers. Amid the broader gloom, there was a bright spot. ICICI Bank gained over 1% on the back of higher quarterly profits driven by healthy loan growth. On the technical charts, Nifty's short-term trend remains firmly negative. The index now rests near a key support zone of 22,700 to 22,650, with immediate resistance at 23,000. In the US market, Nasdaq posted its biggest one-day percentage drop since December 18 as the rise of a low-cost Chinese AI model DeepSeek hit shares of chipmaker Nvidia. Shares of the AI leader sank 17% and it erased about $593 billion in stock market value. DeepSeek's free AI assistant, which uses cheaper chips and less data, has challenged expectations that AI growth will drive demand across the tech supply chain. On January 27, it overtook ChatGPT to become the top-rated free app on Apple's US App Store, raising questions about its potential to disrupt the industry. The stage is set for two key events that will shape the week: the US Federal Reserve's rate decision on January 29 and India's Union Budget 2025 on February 1st. Both will be closely watched for cues that could drive market sentiment in this 6-day trading week. Let's take a quick look at the Asia-Pacific markets. Hong Kong stocks opened higher today, with the Hang Seng Index trading up 0.3%. This comes despite Wall Street's sharp sell-off in tech shares. Japan's markets, however, weren't as fortunate. The Nikkei 225 dropped 0.7% and the Topix shed 0.4%. Chip-related stocks in Japan extended the losses for a second day as Chinese AI startup DeepSeek's challenge to US global dominance in AI continues to weigh on Asian tech companies linked to the US AI supply chain. Meanwhile, several markets across Asia-Pacific, including Australia, Taiwan, South Korea, and China, remain closed for the Lunar New Year holiday. Back home, all eyes are on how the markets react to the quarterly earnings of Tata Steel, Coal India, Keynes Technology, Bajaj Housing Finance, Emami, and other companies. Additionally, Bajaj Auto, Cipla, Hyundai Motor, Indian Oil Corporation, BHEL, Colgate Palmolive, GMR Airports, Hindustan Zinc, and over a dozen others will release their results, setting the tone for the market today. And now it's time for our Voice of the Day segment. Today we are joined by Sumit Jain, Deputy CIO at ASK Investment Managers. He'll share his inputs into the factors driving the underperformance of the Indian equity markets and guide retail investors on spotting signals for a market reversal.
Markets, after peaking in end September, have been correcting since then. All indices, whether it is large, mid or small, all have corrected between 12 and 15%. This so far is the biggest correction in markets in last many months. To our minds, this correction is a confluence of multitude of factors, both global and local. Global macroeconomic conditions has been volatile. World is navigating a complex macroeconomic environment with continued changing views on interest rates, rising geopolitical tensions, and an uncertain and diverse global growth outlook. India has not been the only emerging market that has seen FII outflows since September end. Since then, other emerging markets like Indonesia, Taiwan, Brazil, South Africa, Thailand, and many others have also seen continued outflows. US dollar also has been strengthening. It has been a very broad-based strengthening across markets. While Indian currency has depreciated by about 3% in last 4 months, other major currencies have also depreciated anywhere between 5 and 10%. Last, and the important reason, being the slow corporate earnings growth. This has been driven by delay in pickup in government capex and continued slow consumption trends. We live in a very volatile world environment. Given the urge to focus very highly on short-term performances as well, markets tend to react to near-term news flow in a more accentuated manner. Markets can get overexcited about short-term events when looked at it from a microscope. However, over long period, markets are driven by earnings, cash flow, and its sustainability. While multiple factors, including FII selling, led to the impact on Indian markets, it is important to recognize that such trends are part of the economic cycles. Notwithstanding short-term growth hurdles, long-term growth prospects remain strong. Investors must remain calm, confident, and focused on big picture. Indian growth story is far from over. However, as the construct of value creators keep changing over period, it is important to remain steadfast, disciplined on right businesses, right management, and have long-term focus. Also, it is better to continue to gradually keep investing in markets rather than timing it precisely. As Charlie Munger says, let's try to be little less stupid rather than trying to be smartest. Invest in red to enjoy the green.
That is all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day.